I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
BJ and Jamie.
The NFL cracked the whip yesterday. They said, hey, guys, from now on, you're going to stand for the national anthem.
That's what they said. And I can't believe they did this.
I'm a little shocked.
I am totally, because we talked about it all day yesterday. Remember, we talked about the 15-yard penalty, and people were like, oh, my God, they can't do that. And it was a rumor, and now they just put the hammer down.
And within 24 hours, we went from this whole thing with this penalty thing, which was doofus. It wasn't going to work. And it's like, okay, well, see, eventually they'll make a ruling. And then within 24 hours, they made a ruling. They said, hey, look, guys. This is the national anthem. You're going to stand.
So do you have the official statement?
Yeah, right here. Okay. Listen, this is Roger Goodell.
We made modifications to our anthem policy after a great deal of discussion yesterday, again this morning. Clearly, our objective as a league and to all 32 clubs, which was unanimous, is that we want people to be respectful of the national anthem. We want people to stand and make sure that they treat this moment in a respectful fashion. That's something that we think we owe. We've been very sensitive in making sure that we give players choices, but we do believe that that moment is an important moment.
What do you think? You agree or disagree? 51059. A lot of people have a comment on this.
Here's what I think, and it doesn't matter what I think. If you've ever stood next to somebody that's been in the military during a football game and they play the anthem and you see somebody, you know, kneel, it's really uncomfortable because you feel so bad for somebody who's standing right next to you that fought for your country. And there's this guy that's making millions of dollars and he's taking a knee. You kind of like, yes. I'm sorry. You feel like saying to the military guy, I'm really sorry that that's happening. Right. I'm so sorry.
I agree with the ruling. Okay. It's the NFL is a company. They're a corporation. And whatever rules they make, you got to follow the rules. That's been the rules all along, is you stand for the national anthem. And it's not a political stance. It's not any of that. This is a company that's made a ruling. And if you want to be a part of our company, you play by the rules. It's that simple.
President Trump, I guess this morning, just weighed in on that Fox and Friends. He said, you have to stand proudly for the national anthem or you shouldn't be playing the game. Maybe you shouldn't even be in the country.
Whoa.
Well, wow. Okay. That's what his comment was.
Yeah. Go play football in the Philippines.
Or the Canadian League or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Get out of here.
That was his statement this morning. And wow. So he said he completely supports him, whatever.
Now, I did see a report this morning where several players for the Denver Broncos have spoken out. Every player that I've seen or heard audio on has agreed.
Oh, they've agreed.
They've agreed.
That's not the way I thought you were going to say it.
No, they have all agreed with the ruling. I've yet to see one that said, no, this is bad.
But, you know, because I think that the football game is an escape for all of us. Everybody getting together and, you know, watching a game, it's an escape. And then when they take a knee, it's not an escape anymore. You're like, oh, yeah, that's right. There's some crap going on in the country, isn't there?
Yeah.
I mean, it does make you think about it, but right at that moment, I don't think we want to think about it. We'll do that later.
Again, the NFL is a corporation, man. They are a business, and they saw that their viewership last year with this whole controversy fell off by like 10%. The Super Bowl was down another 10%. They were losing audience. They had to react in some way. They're a business. They're out to grow and make money. And that's why they came down with the ruling. They were pressured to.
I'm going to read some of the text to 51059. You guys sound so white and privileged. That's just sad.
For the national anthem?
I didn't even think it was a white thing. I thought
Me
it was
either.
All of us.
I thought it was an American thing.
I thought it was all of us. But
being an American.
Yeah. An escape, really, Jamie? Kids are dying at schools because people think we need guns. We're talking and talking a need to raise awareness. I didn't think the knee was the gun thing. I didn't think
it got nothing to do with school.
I didn't think the knee was a school thing. No, no, but I think you're wrong about the knee.
No, I think it all started with a whole different approach on it with Kaepernick.
So,
I'm a little, I think people have some of these issues confused.
Yep.
Just a bit. Just a bit.
Anyway, all right, I'm not going to read any more of those.
All right, there you go. The NFL just made a ruling, and wow. People are split over this. They really are.
But I am shocked that I feel good that the football players are backing it up. They must be exhausted from it, too. Now, to bring out, are they white football players or black football players?
The ones I saw this morning were black.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
All right, good.
I think for the majority, to be honest with you, and if you look back on who took a knee and who didn't, the majority of people that are playing in the NFL, these athletes, the majority believe you should stand. There's no question to that. It's a few. It's a few in the league that want to make the stance. Okay? And whatever. I mean, if that's the way you feel, that's the way you feel. But the majority of players in the NFL stand for the national anthem. That's a fact. That is an absolute fact. So I think that you've got a handful of people that are upset about it and are going to make waves, like the players' union or whatever. And you got some fans that don't agree. I'm not even sure your fans that are texting that you don't agree. But nevertheless, the ruling's been made. Okay, here's the deal: you stand for the national anthem. If you don't want to stand for the national anthem, stay in the locker room. Then you can come out with the kickoff.
But we know what you're doing.
Yes, we know what's going on in the locker room.
The shenanigans are going on in that locker room.
If players do kneel and it's on the field for the national anthem, they will be fined. The team will be fined. Not the player, but the team will be fined. And already the New York Jets, their owner, has said, I'll pay the fine.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to pay the fine.
Is that what he said? Well, okay. I don't know, you guys. I mean, listen, we're just two schmucks here. I don't know what the right answer is.
I think before, though, if I'm an owner, before I say that I'll pay the fine, I'd like to know what the fine is.
Yeah, because if it's like $1 million, you might want to backtrack.
Yeah, like a billion.
Yeah.
It's $1 billion. Yeah, you don't want to pay that one.
And, you know, it's so weird because I say, you know, if you stand next to a military person and you see somebody kneeling, you feel really bad for that military guy or girl. And you're like, I'm really sorry. But on the other hand, you know, what makes us so great and amazing is that we are allowed to protest.
Yes.
So I'm torn about that one, too.
Well, but you're not allowed to protest. You and I are not allowed to protest in this studio.
Yeah, I could.
Yeah, not really.
Yeah, remember about fracking?
Yeah,
you could. And they told me to shut up?
Yeah, you could do that for a while until they told you to pack your bags and get the hell out of here.
I still disagree with fracking.
Most people going to work right now.
Freedom of speech.
Most people going to work right now. You're not allowed to protest at your work, are you? Are you? I don't think so.
But you aren't forced to stand for the national anthem either at work.
No, but I'm just saying.
And that's what's happening is
they're being
they're being forced to stand for the national anthem at their job.
They're being forced to follow the rules of the company they work for,
which that's is being forced to stand for the national anthem.
Right.
Yeah.
But I'm saying it comes down to the bottom line of the company requires this, and you must do this to be a part
of
our company.
Listen, I'm on both sides. I understand respecting our country. I get it. But I also see the other side, which is they are being forced to stand for the national anthem, and that might be crazy.
It's extremely controversial. Can't we just play football, kick it off, and let's just play the game, please?
DJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.